Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio this morning. Hope you've had a good week. I'm thankful to have Mr. Randy Jones. He is our Putnam County Highway Superintendent, and he's been in that role for a while. We're going to get into that. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I know you're busy, and you do a lot of good work, and so does your office and your staff and everybody at the garage. I just appreciate your time. I want to talk about, Randy, you've been in office for a little while, but I want to talk about how you came into office. It was a little bit of a unique situation. So 2010, I about missed my year. 2010, what was going on then? I know you wanted to run because Red Lamb was not going to run, and then he passed away.
Yes, sir.
But you actually were already filed to run, and then you were appointed because he passed away. So tell us that process.
Well, I was running for road supervisor. There was five of us in the race, and I won the primary in May, and Mr. Lamb had passed away, and after I won the primary, the county commission appointed me to fulfill his term until September, and I was fortunate enough to get to do that, so that helped me in when I started my term in September 1.
So did you officially win in May? Was there no opponent in
August? Fall.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I couldn't quite remember. So in this instance, the election was decided in May.
In May.
And you were elected in the primary, and the commission said, well, you've already been elected. We're just going to go ahead and appoint you. That would make most sense. Historically, our commission, and I can't speak for all commissions in the state in my area, but they all don't always appoint somebody that's going to run for office. But this time they did, because you'd already won.
Yes, sir.
So it just made sense.
Yes, sir. I just went ahead and took office. And then that was May the 10th. And if you remember in 2010, on May the 10th, they had a big flood in Nashville. And we got caught in part of that. So when I stepped into role as road supervisor, I stepped into getting introduced to FEMA and all that, and you know that was something really new to me. I hadn't ever had to do anything like that, and we had a lot of issue with flooding and everything to take care of.
I forgot about that because it started on a Saturday, right? The
yes.
rain did, and because my wife and I were in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, at a wedding, and it rained all day, but it didn't flood in Lawrenceburg. It was just a steady rain, and that wedding was muddy. I'll just say that it was an outdoor wedding. You got baptism by fire.
Yes, I did. And then that fall, we had another flood on the north side of town, and I got baptized again because it washed out like Pippin Road, the bridge. Or it didn't wash the bridge. It washed the embutments, the approaches out. And there were several roads right through there that had a lot of issues with. So we had to take care of that fall.
So obviously you're a smart guy, and I know that. You know what you're doing. But you're just now becoming road superintendent in 2010. There's a flood going on. Did you have anybody to kind of help you with the FEMA process and get you through that? Any current staff that was really stepped up to help you through that process?
My secretary, Miss Brenda Nash, she carried me through that. She had been through FEMA before with a ice storm and stuff that they had around Monterey. This is not the ice storm we had while I was elected, but it was a prior years. And she had dealt with FEMA a lot, and she really was a you know, big help to me. She's carried me through that process.
Miss Brenda was wonderful. She, of course, you know this. I worked for the highway department the summers of 97, 98, 99, and 2000. So 2 years, summer before my senior year of high school, and then 3 summers before college. And I will say that was the first education I ever got, was working at the highway department. And I say that in a good way, because you learn as a 16, 17-year-old, because I was 16 when I started in June of 97. I was turning 17. And you're young, and you're with these guys that have been there a while, and they're great guys, but they like to cut up. And if you don't have if you don't have thick skin, Randy, they can get to you, right?
That's true.
That's just the nature of it, and they're great guys, but they like to pick, especially on the new guy. And,
yeah.
But that's one of the best educations I got, was working there. Miss Brenda helped me out just trying to get through some stuff and navigate through being there. And you know, my first day on the job, I went flagging on Pippin Road.
And that's a busy road.
That was baptism by fire for me. And I about got run over at least twice before lunch and almost three times after lunch. And I finally radioed. It was with D.D. Tennant. We all know D.D. He and I was our first day together. And I finally radioed because D.D. was working in summers too between school. And I said, D.D., am I doing something wrong? I'm getting killed out here. He said, well, where are you standing at? And I said, I'm standing on the yellow line. He said, get off the yellow, the middle line. He said, stand back. You're going to die. So it was fun for me. A lot of hot summers, a lot of sunburns, a lot of mosquito and chigger bites. But it was a good time. And Red did a good job when I worked for him. And so missed those days, but glad you're in. So your background, though, Randy, before you became highway superintendent, what were you doing?
Well, I was in the construction. I worked for several companies around through over Cookeville. We built several roads. I worked for a couple of developers that bought property and built roads. I run a little crew for them and built several roads, like the roads in White Plains Golf Course and Lindenwood, Heath, and Colonial Heights. Stuff like that. I worked for them for several years.
So let's talk about it, because you're actually the first highway superintendent I've had on, Randy, and I'm glad you're here. That's one reason I wanted you to have on, because some people, all they understand is county roads, and they want their county road fixed. That's what you get a lot of calls about. There's a little bit more to it than that. But to actually even consider to run for highway superintendent, you have to be qualified.
Yes, sir.
What are the qualifications?
You got to have a high school education or GED. You got to have 4 years of highway foreman's position of experience. You have to live in Putnam County, and that's about it.
But you go through a board, a state board, to get qualified. And you mentioned you got to have that GED or high school diploma, but you got to have that experience from somewhere. And you just mentioned you worked in a construction company and you were a foreman doing that, so that qualified you to run.
Yes, yes. You got to have – they check your experience and make sure that you are qualified. So
there are people that have tried to get qualified in – I don't know about Putnam, but in other counties that were denied by the board.
Yes.
Because I didn't have the minimal qualifications.
That's true.
So the highway superintendent and the sheriff and county government are the only two elected offices that have qualifications more than being of age, and being in the county. And you're one of them.
Yes.
And so it's a process.
Yes, it is a pretty good process. Sometimes the board will be pretty picky, and I was one of those that they were pretty picky with, and it took me a couple of times to go to Nashville to get qualified.
I didn't know that. We can talk about that off air later. I didn't know that process. Well, we're glad to have you. Done a great job. Like we said, been in since 2010, so you're 12 years into this, and
yes,
you got one more term. You were reelected, didn't have an opponent, didn't have one in the primary, didn't have one in the general.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to run with no opponent.
Yes. Somebody asked me, said, you're running this time. I said, well, with no opponent, you get to sort of walk through. You don't have to run hard.
That's a good point. So we know you have to be qualified to run, and you had that experience. Road building is something they want you to have some kind of experience. But what's funny is you and I were talking off air earlier. Really, if you don't have the budget, you're only maintaining roads. You're not building roads.
Yes, sir. We do not build roads. We're only in the maintaining business. We have 700 miles of road that we take care of. I believe it's 730 miles. But, you know, it's trying to keep up with how many people lives on the road, what the qualification of the road is. We have some state aid roads that we have to that's funded by the state that we pave, and you know, we just have to keep up with how much traffic and everything's on these roads and prioritize them by that to ones we're going to work on and pave or stuff like that.
And it's also important to know that you cannot work on a road unless it's a county road. And to be a county road, it has to be on the county road list.
Yes.
How does it get on the county road list?
Well, it has to go through the county commission. We have a Planning Commission, and most everything now comes in as a subdivision. Regional planning does the subdivisions, and we take the roads in after they've been inspected and make sure that they all meet the qualifications of what the standards are, and we take them in like that now. And it has to go through the county commission. They accept it, and then we put it on the road list.
But you have a say if a road's going to be taken off or added to the road list, correct?
Yes.
As the elected highway superintendent, by law, you have a say.
Yes.
And what happens is, since I'm on the commission, you and I can talk about it. I'm not on the road committee. It's something I did not – not that I didn't want to serve. It's just I felt like there were other people that could do that. They will ask your opinion and want you to sign off on whether we want to add something to the road list or take it off.
Yes, sir.
And you're very transparent about that.
Yes, sir.
And they respect your opinion, and usually if you want it, they're going to try to support it, and if you think it's not a good idea, that's what they're going to go with.
Yes, we work together well with the regional planning, the county commission. We all work well together, and you know, it's a lot easier when – everything is working together and keeping things like that.
Well, we had our first county commission meeting Monday night for the newly elected commissioners and officials, and we approved your road list Monday night, actually.
Yes, we did.
730 miles. That's a lot of road miles. And when we come back after this break, I do want to talk about how that compares with other counties, not only in this area, but in the state, because our county is a pretty good sized county, not only population wise, but land wise. And then we're going to talk about how many gravel roads we have, because I know how many we had when I worked there. But when we come back after this break, I want to get into things like that. Also talk about your priorities and projects and how you prioritize roads and how they're worked on. And then, you know, how many employees you got. Just a lot of good stuff from Mr. Randy Jones. He's our highway superintendent in Putnam County, and we'll be back in just a moment after this break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio with Randy Jones. He is the Putnam County Highway Superintendent. He's the first highway superintendent I've had in studio and on the show, and I'm excited because he's given us a lot of good information about county roads and how that works. And we're just breaking the ice right now. We've got so much more to talk about. We talked about, Randy, last segment. There's 730 road miles in Putnam County. How many of those road miles are gravel roads?
We have about 12 miles, and a lot of that is in areas where they run right beside of a creek or a stream, and these floods we have, they wash asphalt and oil and chip away just like they do the gravel, and we sort of haven't done anything with them yet, but I do have plans to oil and chip or pave some of these roads and get rid of a few more of these gravel miles we have.
I think, to me, Randy, it's amazing that you only have 12 road miles that are gravel in Putnam County out of 730 miles. That's a little over 1.5%.
Yes. We was talking about Mr. Red Lamb earlier, and back in the day, we put $1 million in asphalt every year. Well, it costs about $65 a ton now to pick it up. And Mr. Lamb, when he was in road supervisor at one time, he could get it put in place for $27 a ton. And he took advantage. He had about $1 million in his budget for asphalt. And he took advantage of that, and he paved a lot of roads back in the day when it was feasible to do it. And it's just economy is hurt us real bad.
Yeah, of course, you know where I live. I live off Turkey Hollow Road, which is off the Bryant Ridge Road. And I couldn't believe the day I was 15 years old, so I couldn't believe the day that I saw our road getting paved.
Yeah.
Because it's just old country road. And when I was younger, it was gravel. Then it got tar and chip probably about when I was 10 or 11. And then right before I turned 16, which is bad for a kid turning 16 to have your road paved. It's a lot easier to drive slower when it's gravel. But that got paved, and we thought we were the greatest thing in the world. Our road got paved. And it's still in good shape. You've maintained it. We like driving on it, but you do a great job of paving as much as you can.
That's true.
How much it cost a mile right now to pave?
Well, it'll cost about $80,000 a mile.
And the reason it's a little bit cheaper for you to do it, because other counties are paying about $100,000 a mile,
yeah,
is because you have your own paver.
Yes, we do, and we do our own work. We do a picked-up price, but I do still bid it in place in case something happens that we can't get to it. And it's about $40 a ton higher when it's in place, so it runs a lot more. And being in the paving business is not actually a money-saving thing, but it's the availability of doing it when you need it done, and instead of waiting on one of the big contractors that tells you they're going to be there and they don't never show up and they've got you bid and leave you hanging out to dry.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's only so many contractors that do paving, and there's 95 counties in the state. And so when you have your own paver, you're able to pave whenever you can get the asphalt.
Right.
And so you've been able to do more with probably more often, I should say, as long as you have the money.
That's true. You got in this area, you got three or four big paving contractors, and you know, they pay for all the counties. Plus their big thing is the state right now. They're going to go where the state's at, because they lay so much more mix, and they come to one of their counties and lay 5,000 ton. They can go to the state and lay 150,000 on some jobs. So, you know, you're just on their mercy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're at their mercy. So once you use your paver and your crew is paving a road, does your crew also stripe the road?
No, that's contracted.
Yeah. There's not many experts in striping roads.
No, and that's an issue because of there's not many stripers. Guardrail, I'm having a terrible time of getting a guardrail company to come and just repair some guardrail that we have damaged.
Is it because they're busy doing it for the state?
They're busy. They've got contracts with the state. And they tell me, you know, they ain't forgot me, but we'll be there when we can.
Yeah. I know you do a great job navigating through all that, Randy. I don't know how you get it done, but I know you got a great staff. Speaking of your staff, how many employees do you have?
We have 35.
35. Do you change that throughout the winter months, or do you try to keep the same crew?
We work a full crew year round. When they're not mowing and stuff, we have boom mowers that we put out and boom mow, and we still have to clean up the shoulders and ditches. And fall of the year is bad for the ditches anyway on account of the leaves, and you're still putting in the same amount of tiles and stuff, and you're just maintaining what you already have.
Is it easier to do boom mowing in the summer or the fall and winter?
It's easier in the fall because the leaves are off. They can see what they're doing better. But
so I got to tell on myself. I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
And this may be the first time I've ever admitted it. So, and of course, Red Lamb's passed and gone, so he won't be mad at me. But the first summer I worked, I was following a boom mower in Sluggo. You and Sluggo still with you, right?
Yeah, Sluggo's still here.
Randy Slugger. I mean, it's we call him Sluggo. But anyway, he was in front, and I was behind, and I was with the car, and the car was that old 70 LTD. And you still have that thing?
No, it's been junked long ago.
Yeah, you should have junked that a long time ago. But anyway, that was what we were in, and it was old then. So, big old car. I called it the big hoopty car. So, there was another gentleman, and I won't mention his name because he's well-known in the community, that was flagging in the front. Anyway, we get done for the day. We're heading back to the office, and the custom was if you're following the tractor – that you put flags in the windows so people know you're going to be slower so they can see these orange flags come out the windows. And then for in order that to happen in that LTD, you would do it in the back windows so we wouldn't burn up to death because there's no air conditioning. So I'd roll the back windows up, and they'd roll the front windows down for air. Well, I rolled up one of them too tight to the flag, and we're driving down the road, and the window shatters. And it shatters in my ear. I thought somebody had shot at us. Sluggo and the other gentleman that was driving about wrecked. Pulled over, and we wouldn't follow the tractor then. We were just come back in the garage, but they wanted me to put the flags in because that LTD didn't go over 40 miles per hour. So we pulled over at a church, and they said, "What in the world was that?" Probably said some few other words, and I said, "Well, the window shattered." And they said, "How did that happen?" I said, "I guess I rolled the window up too tight." Well, they were good to me. Sluggo was good to me, and the other gentleman thought, "Well, don't worry about it. You know, it could happen. That thing was so old. We'll blame it on something else." And we went back and told Red something else happened. And he gave us a few choice words. And he called me, he always called me Little Rogers because my cousin Chuck worked there as well. So that was, I'm telling on myself for the first time ever. I broke a window in 1997.
1997.
Yep, and they took up for me. So just a little bit of information. But the boom mowing is a big part of keeping our roads clear.
True.
And you have how many boom mowers?
We got 5 boom mowers, and I run 8 side mowers all year long, or all summer long. And they cover the 730 miles. Well, in that 730 miles, you got to mow both sides of the road.
Right.
So that makes you 1,460.
Yep.
And just to give you a little for what if, that's like from here to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And we do that once a month.
Wow.
And then they go right back to where they started and start over again.
Yeah. Y'all do a good job keeping the roads clear. I appreciate that. Great information. We got one more segment after this break with Randy Jones, Putnam County Highway Superintendent. We'll be back here on Local Matters in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Randy Jones, the Putnam County Highway Superintendent, here with me, Ben Rogers, in the studio. It's a great conversation so far. Learned a lot from the man who's in charge of the county roads and 35 employees on his staff. They do a great job. 12 miles in the county are not paved or tar and chipped or oil and chipped. 12 miles are gravel, and it just blows my mind that that's all we have. And you'd mentioned it, sometimes it's hard to get to, but you got a plan. So if you live on one of those gravel roads, he's got a plan. It's not that he's excluded you for any reason. It's just hard to do. Carrington Hollow is tough, and that's right near me.
That is one of the toughest roads we have is Carrington. Yeah. It's real steep, real curvy. It's hard to get it to drain off the road, and we do have an issue, it and Brown Holler. Both of those are connected down there, and then you have to cross the creek twice.
Yep.
Have to ford the creek, so when it floods, you don't go in and out down there. So,
and there's only so much you can do around the creek because EPA is going to be saying you should have got a permit to do this.
That's true. Yeah, they don't like you fooling around the water.
No, there's a lot of restrictions the state comes down on you and federal government when it comes to that stuff. I'll say this: we enjoyed working on Carrington Hollow because it wasn't much traffic, and it was shady. It was shady. So whenever Red was sending me to Carrington Hollow to flag, I'm like, I'm in. I want to go. Great stuff so far. So right now, Randy, what kind of projects do you have going on? Is it business as normal, or do you got some projects going on?
Well, it's business as normal, but I'm trying to put in some large pipe. I have one on Elmore Town that. We're going to try to put in next Tuesday, the 27th. Of course, Elmore Town's a dead-end road, and it's a large pipe. It's pretty deep in the ground, and we're going to have to just close the road.
Damn.
And I've got a big sign to put up telling the people that it's going to be closed. We'll close about 8. We'll try to do that. And then I got a project on Double Springs Road to put another culvert in. That's one thing that's really getting pricey. I bought 4 pipe this week, 30 foot long each, was $18,000.
Goodness
gracious.
For 4. That's $4,500 a piece, basically. That's right. Nuts, Randy.
$178 a foot for 72-inch pipe.
Wow.
And, the inflation is what's costing us. We basically get the same revenue pretty much every year, but everything's going up so fast, you know, the revenue's not catching up with the inflation.
Let's talk about that. It's a great segue. How is the majority of your funding to the highway department? Where does that come from?
Most of our funding comes through gas tax. Some people don't like to say gas tax. It should be a highway user's tax because, you know, that's what they talked about when the Improved Act, they wanted to raise the gas taxes. And, of course, that hadn't been changed since 89. And we're basically funded on the gas tax. And when they raised that, that helped us some. But the inflation ate it up, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah. County gives you some money on property taxes, but it's nowhere near what you need to operate. And that's why most counties in the state rely on that gas tax. That's a Tennessee thing. You know, that gas tax funds state highways and it funds county highways. And there's a formula for it. Part of it's based on population. Part of it's based everybody gets a cut of something. And then what's the other? I'm missing one.
They take 50% of the gas tax and they divide it among the 95 counties equally. And then there's a fourth of it by the land miles in the county. It's not the road miles, it's the land miles. And then a fourth of it by the population.
I wonder why it's by land miles instead of road miles. Has anybody ever answered that question for you?
I've never asked it. I don't know.
I think I may ask that. I may call Senator Bailey and just say, hey, how's that work? Because you would think it'd be by road miles. And do you know where we fall at in the state on road miles?
On road miles or land miles?
Road miles.
Road miles. Yeah. We're basically about average for most counties. Now, this is just county roads now, because a lot of the bigger counties like Davidson County, most of them are metro.
Right.
We're about average for Tennessee counties, unless it's a small county like Clay or Pickett. You know, they're small and they don't have many. And that the population and the size is what hurts them on their roads because they don't get as much gas tax.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a problem for smaller counties because those smaller counties ain't getting property tax from their commission either.
Probably not. We receive 8 cents from the tax dollar.
That's a little over $1 million.
About $1.5 million.
So that'll help you do your paving that you try to do, and that's about everything else you got to fund through gas tax.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in county, and I feel like the county commissions try to do a good job working with everybody in the county. Of course, I'm biased. I'm a county commissioner, but if we've had a tax increase, we've tried to include you in it a little bit, give you a little bit of time, and that way you're not falling behind too bad.
That's true. The county commission always works with us, and we get our share most of the time when they divide up the tax dollars. And your host here, Mr. Rogers, he is the chairman of the county commission. He was elected Monday night to be chairman of this new year.
I appreciate that, Randy. I've received several texts, numerous texts, congratulate me. And it's an honor to serve on the commission, period, but it's an honor to serve as the chair of the commission of right now 23 members. We have a vacancy which will be filled in November at the election, and they'll make it 24. And I appreciate that. You've worked well with me for my 8 years, starting my ninth year. And, you know, I just told those – you were there Monday night, and I just told those commissioners, hey, I ask questions, you know. And you've got an open-door policy, and you probably encourage commissioners to come by and visit with you and actually get in the truck and say, hey, this is what we're doing, or this is why we need this. I mean, you've had that happen, right?
That's true. Well, if they've got a question, all they got to do is ask me, or we'll go look at their problem and do whatever we can. Your host, Mr. Rogers, is a great county commissioner. He works for CTASC as his full-time job, so he knows all the rules and regulations for the local government. And he just does a good job as a county commissioner.
I did not ask you to say that, but I thank you for saying that. I appreciate
that. He really paid me.
He paid me. I'll pay you later. Jake, you witnessed it. But I appreciate that, Randy. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything, but I want people to feel like they can call you if they got a question about anything or roads. They can call me if they got a question about the county. And I love what I do. And it's going to be an interesting 4 years. We've got a lot of stuff going on, as people know, with schools and jails and trying to keep up our roads. You and I have talked, and this is the truth. most of the phone calls I get, Randy, from constituents is about a road, you know.
Right.
This road's washed out, or this road has a pothole that an ice storm kills you.
Yeah.
An ice storm absolutely kills your county roads.
That's true.
Whether they're paved or tar and chipped, it kills because it freezes and it makes it loose, and then you have these potholes, and you possibly can't get to all of them, but y'all do a good job getting to them.
Salt. People won't say, oh, we can't go. We need our road salted. That's one of the worst things you can do for a road. Mm-hmm. You cannot salt an oil and chip road. It'll go back to gravel. It deteriorates the oil. But it's really hard on asphalt, too. So if look at the interstate after a hard winter, and you can see what salt will do for it.
That's why you see TDOT constantly paving interstates, is because of the winters we have sometimes. And
true.
All the brine and salt that they have to put down in case there's a storm. And we had a pretty rough winter, I think, last time. I don't know what's going to happen this time. You have a prediction?
No.
Farmer's Almanac said, I think for this area, said it would be a harsh winter, but who knows?
I try not to predict, but most of the time it rounds up biting you in the...
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. So we've talked about some projects. Do you got any priorities, Randy, coming up that you would like to see get done that maybe you can't fund out of your budget right now?
Well, I've got a lot of paving projects. You mentioned we had a paver. It has a problem right now. It's 2 years old, got 1,000 hours on it. It has a depth fluid problem. I'm waiting on a pump for it. They said it'll probably be the 12th of October before I can even receive parts and maintenance and stuff is one of our big issues. When we're working on it, when stuff breaks down, you can't get the parts for it.
Well, and let me ask you about that garage where you're located at. Y'all been there how long?
It was built in 1964.
Are you excited about a change coming up maybe the next year or two?
Well, it'd be nice to have a new building. That was still good. It's still a sound structure. It's really handy about running to the parts store and going here and there. But, you know, down on Tennessee Avenue would be a good place too.
Well, and Tennessee Avenue, you've got good access to the interstate, 70. You can get anywhere probably quicker because you only have a couple red lights you're dealing with. You don't have as much traffic.
True.
I remember, never forget, when I first started, Randall LaFever pulling a big grader out on Jefferson. I'm like, we have to go Jefferson. And most of the time, we'd have to go Jefferson to get to the west end of the county. You'd have to some part. And, you know, people just honking their horns behind us in the way and – you won't have as much of that problem.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I worked for Mr. Lamb back, I don't know, late 80s. We'd drive the graders right up the interstate.
Did you?
Yeah, we'd go to Monterey. We'd take right off up Interstate 40.
Yeah. Well, of course, times have changed, but that's
true.
Logistics are tough sometimes for the highway department, but y'all have done a great job working with that building that you're at, Randy, and I appreciate the patience with the commission, because it is due time for y'all to have something bigger and newer and make it easier to work on cars and or equipment and stuff like that. So I'm excited for you.
Thank you. We like to be moving too.
I appreciate you being here. We've learned a lot. I didn't get to some of the stuff I wanted to talk to you about, but we'll cover that next time you come in. Y'all do a good job, Randy. Appreciate your service to the county. Glad you ran again and glad you got reelected. And if you ever need anything from me, you know to call me. But you do a great job. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy my job.
You do. I know. If you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't ran again. Running for office is not easy, folks.
No, it's not.
I'll just tell you. But thank you so much. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this. I have. Randy Jones is great. His staff's wonderful. Some of those guys I used to work with are still there. I appreciate you guys. If you're listening, y'all do a good job. Hope everybody has a good weekend. I'll see you next week. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody day by smiling at them. Don't be mean. Be kind, people. It's a little effort to be kind. It's a lot harder to be mean. Let's be kind, everybody, and have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks, my producer, Jake. Appreciate you, buddy.